Hello and
Love
welcome to
Talk
the show.
Radio.
So glad you're here. Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Madeline Bass. I'm your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing your status, and raising our standards. So, guess what? I'm back. We're getting ready to move into 2019. It's been a long year, but a short year. Time has been moving by quickly, but I have been up and down with my health and just been really a challenge trying to make sure that I could get on and give you the information you deserve. So, if you're ready, pens in hand, paper ready, we're going to get started. This is our first episode, and we're moving into our 2019 vision boards, whatever it is that you have for set up for yourself. You've got a schedule set, you've got goals set, you have vision set. Well, I personally have something that I want to try to start doing for the first of the year, and I'm going to start now prepping myself, and that is bringing you more education on how to build an empire for your family, how to build your legacy, how to build your next for your family. Now, I know that some of you are probably going, you know, okay, the economy like it is, you know, I can't get a burger joint, I can't get a clothing store, a roller rink, whatever it is that you feel like you want to build for your family to have that legacy. Everyone is not going to be famous. We get that. Everyone is not going to be rich. But to be able to have something just for your neighborhood could be a plus. Maybe you bake cookies for the kids on the corner when they get off the bus, or maybe you have cupcakes, or you make breakfast or hot cocoa or tea, or you do coffee or Meals on Wheels, whatever it is that you can do for your community. It builds the legacy for your family. It builds memories for those whom you are helping, and it allows them to be excited about knowing that you are from a tree of wonderful, great individuals in your family. So I'm going to be having another expo event February the 11th of next year, 2019. Setup time is going to be from 9 to 11 because we're going to do something different next year. We're going to try to start the event a little later, and this gives individuals an opportunity to come. And, of course, the vendors and I have gotten together, and we have decided to just see what we can do about a different time zone. So we're going to do the event from 1 to 4:30, really about 3-ish, 3:30. And we're going to have a fashion show. We're going to have a comedian who's going to be joining us. We've got individuals who do professional business training, kind of like a HR human resources situation. We've got people coming for streaming TV apps. We have individuals who will be there to teach you how to market your business. We're going to have vendors who are selling jewelry. We even have a young man, a high schooler, actually, who wants to get his own eatery, a little pastry business going. So this is something that I feel is going to be good for all of us, and I am super, super excited. We've got Paparazzi returning, Premier Jewelry. We have Pick-A-Daisy, which is also Wild Pearls. We have Factory Connections going to be doing some clothing, and Burks. So those will be some places that I feel like as community, we should shop in town more. I know that it's expensive, but you guys, what we spend on gas when we go to Tyler or Dallas to shop at these stores, and we pay a little bit more. But at the same time, think about your gas and traveling, your repairing, wear and tear on your car, and even with you eating out at a restaurant that's there. So you're still going to spend that extra money that you're supposedly saving by buying local when you go out. So that's something to think about. So I just want you to be aware of that. I'm going to do a little bit of training today. I just mostly wanted to advertise and start pushing the event. Of course, that's February the 11th, 2019, and we'll begin at 1 o'clock the first fashion show, which will be Factory Connection. We'll start out our event with a fashion show. We'll have a training. It's going to last about 30 to 45 minutes with Q&A, and then we'll move forward in people mingling. And then there's, if you want to purchase a meal, you can. You'll be able to go online with the Eventbrite. I will definitely start pushing that on my Facebook page. So Real with Madeline is the group where you can get all of the information. The event is even there. So request to join the group, and then I'll invite you in. And then those of you who have access to the event, invite your friends. It's okay. But it's going to be a really great something. Of course, it'll be at the Benny Keith Building here in Palestine, Texas. The address is 2019 West Oak Street, Palestine, Texas, 75801. Local vendors, you guys, these are individuals who are in Palestine who are offering businesses and products and services for you. So jewelry, bags, purses, clothing, shoes, hats, accessories of any kind, brooches, necklaces. So whatever it is that you need in order to get your business off the ground where you can be presenting to individuals with a professional attire, we're going to have access to all of that fashion show for men and women and even children. So come out and support. We have the comedian is going to be Edwin Douglas out of Dallas, Texas, who's going to be coming. He's also going to be introducing his CD. He has a CD of comedy, and it's Christian comedy, clean comedy, however you want to put it, clean comedy. And we're going to have the hemp, the CBD education, for those of you who are interested in that. We have wellness products for people who have diabetes. We're going to have a little education there. We have a nurse available for you guys to get your blood pressure checked. And we're going to just really try to turn it into an all-in-one something. But from 1 to 4, I'm going to just put it out there, 1 to 4 o'clock, we will be available. And then, of course, we'll be doing the close down, shutdown time. If you want to get your plates, ladies and gentlemen, the food is going to go really, really fast. And, of course, we can't feed the city. So I want to make sure that the funds that we're raising to help young individuals, single parents, disabled individuals who were originally in the working class. That's something that I really have a passion for because this happened to me. Being a single mom and working mom, I was always overqualified as far as finances for any type of assistance. So it was always a challenge for me. I have to work 2 and 3 jobs just to keep my kids clothed and food and maintenance on my car and rent. And so it was just so much that needed to happen. And I didn't get child support. So these were things that I wished I had available to me that I'm using for middle class and single parents. So we have male and female single parents. You guys, if there's a small business or a home-based business that you can connect with or join, do that. And they'll give you an extra stream of income. Learn how to operate the business properly, and then that way it won't feel like such a chore for you. Start small. Even if you have an idea of your own, maybe you paint, you're a carpenter, maybe you do lawns, you clean carpet, you clean houses, but who knows, just whatever it is that you do, we want to be able to build an empire with a family. We want to build it for your family. So things that you can do, those of you who are doing home-based businesses, I'm going to have a few things that I can throw out at you, and then I'm going to do a few minutes for those who have causes. There's like a 5-minute clip from Ms. Lisa Douglas. She's going to show you things and give you some advice on how to create an event, and I will allow that to happen right before the end of the show. So we're moving in. We got 15 minutes left. But the first thing I want to talk about is for individuals who have their own business. How do you present yourself to others? That's one of the questions that you need to ask yourself. How are you presenting someone? Are you not confident? Are you angry? Are you over-aggressive? Are you throwing out too much information? You know, these are some things that I feel like as you're presenting and talking to individuals about what it is that you do, it's okay to be passionate. It's okay to be excited, but just be careful with the information that you give to them, because if they're looking at you with this deer and caught in the headlight look, you're overwhelming them. You're giving them information that they more than likely don't need or want. Next is your posture. What is your posture? Are you standing in their personal space? Are you humping over with lack of confidence? Like, what's your body saying to them? What's your speech? What is your hand gestures like? Are you too aggressive? Are you handsy? Do you touch people? Some people don't like for you to touch them. You know, we don't know where your hands have been. We don't know if you're a clean person. You know, we don't know what the deal is. You know, you can't just go around touching folks and being all up in their face. Maybe your breath ain't right. Maybe you had onions for lunch. I don't know. But these are some things that you might want to think about when you're talking to individuals and your posture, because their posture will tell you what they're thinking or how they're feeling about what it is you got going on. It will tell what you know or what you don't know. You would be surprised. Body language is everything, okay? So when you're stepping back, you know, or be stepping forward, make sure that you're stepping back and forward at the appropriate time, because that does say something, okay? Next, we're going to talk about the people who are doing their own something. Maybe you have some things you sew, you're a seamstress, maybe you can bake, you can cook, you know, whatever the case may be, the things that you're excited about. What are you asking of people that you know? Okay, does it come naturally for you? Are you asking them about, do they need what you're offering? Do they like, you know, what you're offering? You know, if you're starting a restaurant, or if you're doing cakes and baking tarts or little finger foods, you know, do you do party foods? Do you do weddings? Like, ask your friends and family, like, hey, if you could have someone come and cater for you, what are some things that you feel like would be really great things that you would want to have at your party? You know, what would be some finger foods that you would want at a wedding? Or what would you consider are really good meals that you would like at events? You know, even with banquets or, you know, or birthday parties, anything. You know, but just kind of get the feel from the people that you know. Those are natural questions. You know, people ask me, you know, what do they do? If they own a business, you know, then that's a good something. Well, do you do parties for your employees, or do you give awards for your employees? Maybe they could have their car detailed, and that's something that you do. And say, well, how would you feel about giving them an opportunity to win, to get their car detailed, you know, once a month? Or if you have employees up there who are looking for individuals who would like to get their car detailed. I'm just throwing ideas out there, you guys. I don't really know what it is that you do. You know, ask about family members if you know them already. You know, hey, what is Becca up to, or what is Jim Bob up to? You know, I haven't seen them or talked to them in a while. You know, how's your mom? You know, it's been a long time, or your dad. You know, or I'm sorry to hear that your family was going through this, the loss or whatever. You know, just kind of let them know that you've kept up with them and who they are, and that their lives are still important to you. Don't just pour on them what it is that you do, okay? So ask them about their children, you know, grandkids. You know, well, I saw where your daughter had a grandbaby, or your son, or whatever. You know, let them know these things. Hobbies, you know, do you still play ball, or are you still riding your bikes, or do you still go hiking? You know, are you still climbing mountains? Did you ever go to wherever? You know, did you take that cruise? You know, things like that people are just interested in it just as a personal person. And that is how you build an empire with your family, because you're connecting to other families and friends and people that you know. So with all of that being said, I'm just going to give you a little bit. This is Lisa Douglas Doe, and she's going to talk to you a little bit about how you should do your event.
I'm excited about sharing information with you on how to host a Links of Funds event in your local market. I've collaborated with other senior vice presidents, I've had my own event, and my teams are also duplicating it, and they're also doing their own Links to Funds events. So what I wanted to do today is actually share with you how to do one and get one done as soon as possible, and you don't have to wait for your upline. The first thing is you need to host or choose a location. And my recommendation is not to have it at a church, because usually when you're inviting pastors all over the city, they don't want to go to one particular church, because they'll think that that one particular church is benefiting somehow. So what you want to do is try to choose a restaurant or community center or someplace that's centrally located, so that way everyone will come and they won't have any bias against why they don't want to go to the event. However, if the church is willing and ready to open up their place for a Links to Funds event and they think that they can have a lot of people come out, feel free to go ahead and do it. I've had it at both at a church. I've had it at restaurants and also community centers, so don't feel like you're restricted and you cannot have it at a particular church. Step two is you want to select a date for your location or when you're going to have the event. Well, we all know that pastors and first ladies are very busy on Sundays or Saturdays, their day of Sabbath. So you probably want to have it on a Monday, which is usually their day of rest, or Tuesday or Saturday. A lunchtime event is really helpful, because now they have their evenings to free up. They usually have Bible study in the evening, so it may be difficult to have something in the evening. So you may want to have something at lunchtime, but I've also seen events hosting it in the evening and have a nice reception. Step three is you want to make sure you have some refreshments or a lunch or dinner for the guests to have something to eat at the event. Make it nominal in cost. It shouldn't be more than $20 a person. It depends on the region of the country that you're having it. In the South, you could probably have a great event for $5 or $10 per person. In the Northeast, it might be a little bit more costly, maybe up to $25 per person. I've seen a lot of cases where they had a full-blown lunch or a dinner for the guests. My recommendation is to treat the first lady, the pastor, or the nonprofit owner. They're probably 100% guaranteed that they'll show up because you're treating them to this event. Step four is you want to start inviting. The first is, who are you inviting? Again, you're inviting pastors, ministers, bishops, first ladies, nonprofit owners, anyone who's trying to raise money for their company or their corporation. Who else is going to be inviting with you? Not just yourself, but you should open this up to your business partners and your group so they can invite those that they know. I would say open it up to all the partners in your area. You'll have a great event because now it's not exclusive, but you do want to host it where it's a specific event just for pastors and professionals in a nonprofit arena. Then step five is you want to actually have a flyer made. Now that you've selected the date and the time and the location, the menu's been selected, go ahead and spend a little money. Probably cost about $20 to $30 to create a nice flyer for the event. Put the details on there. Make sure that you and your team members are passing it out. Have a personal invitation to those that they know, so that way you can exchange numbers with those who said they're going to come and have confirmation so you can follow up with them 24 hours before and the day of to make sure that they're still going to come. Step number six, the day of the event, you want to make sure that you have Links to Funds applications printed, ready to go. You also have Five Links applications as well, because every time we share the Links to Funds opportunity, we share not just the nonprofit side, but we also show the business opportunity with Five Links. We want to give them the opportunity to say yes or no to both or to just one of the options. So remember, once they've seen everything in its entirety, they choose to enroll for free in our Links to Funds program. It doesn't cost them a dime. There's no website fee. It's totally free. Or they may see an opportunity for themselves to sign up as a business partner, and then they can sign up their nonprofit organization through the Links to Funds program for free as an entity underneath them. What you want to do is you want to use the DVD that came in this kit to go ahead and present the information. You could show one or two of the promotional videos of the senior vice presidents or their pastors or first ladies in the business so that way they can get a heads up on what our promotional process is like. I love to hear their speeches because it shows them how this Links to Funds program will not interfere with their ministry at all. The second thing you want to share is the presentation. If you're not well versed in the presentation, use the DVD to click play and show the Links to Funds program. It's done in less than 8 minutes, and it's me presenting for you so that way you don't have to be stumbling over your words. You know, everything is right then and there in the presentation. Then you can end by sharing the profit side of the business, the Five Links opportunity, so that way they can see the profit side and see if they saw something in it for themselves to have another stream of income. Maybe they want to be able to retire early. Maybe they want to bring a spouse home. Maybe they want to be able to have missionary or have another stream of income for expenses so they can travel more in order to get the word out about their ministry or their nonprofit. There's a lot of reasons why pastors, first ladies, and nonprofit owners decide to build a Five Links business in addition to the Links to Funds program, which will raise residual donations for their nonprofit. Remember, if you're not well versed with it, use the DVD, press play, and let us do the presentation for you. As you learn it, the slides are already included in the DVD, so you can actually go ahead and use the slide deck that's included so you can speak to all the slides yourself as you've become comfortable with the process. At the end, you want to go ahead and hand out both the application and also the Links to Funds documentation so they can determine how they'd like to get started with the program.
Well, I thank you guys for joining us tonight. That was Lisa Douglas Doe, and she was sharing with us on how to get started with building an empire with a family, your cause organization. Maybe you're doing something, you have a sick family member. Maybe you know people in the community that are not getting the support that they should.
simply because of their status. You know, you have doctors and lawyers, you have people who you think, you know, don't need any help because they should already have money, but you'd be surprised how many people are not financially savvy enough to get their finances in order for an emergency. So they spend everything they get at time they get it instead of making the investment or trying to make sure that everybody has. So fundraising, to me, it's just not for people who are living in the streets. Fundraising can be for anybody. I've donated to individuals that I know. They were professionals, but they needed money with health issues. That it gets expensive, you guys, and for, especially if you don't have insurance like myself. I'm learning more and more that individuals who are in my situation are needing a lot of assistance, and there's none out there. There's no help for the middle class, working class individual. So this is just something that I want to try to do, and I want to help us all get to the place where we can be able to stand on our own 2 feet, get life insurance, people, whole life insurance, get you some IRAs, you know, build your 401s. Don't keep going in it just to go do spend frivolously. If you know birthdays and Christmases are coming up, start a savings account for those things. And every year, you're not putting yourself in a bind or going over your budget. So these are just some little business tips and things that I feel like we need to know. Go into the details. Those of you who are online, So Real with Madeline is going to be able to offer you a lot of things for your home as well as savings for your businesses. And click the Register Now button in the description. Scroll down and you will see it. And go ahead and join us and get the early bird up until the 20th of November. 20th of November, the registration for the vendor booths go up to $50. And then the last and absolutely last day for you to be a vendor at all will be December the 20th. And that way I will have the booklets available if you want a souvenir booklet. You want to have an ad in the souvenir booklet. Of course, it's also $50 for a full page. It's a color book. And I feel like it's very good quality because I do put it together, and I have the assistance of my sister who does Epiphany's Printing. She's also a small business owner in this community. And I am a member of the Antioch Church, and I do this for my own personal self. This is not anything that is affiliated with the church, but to just let you know that I am about helping others and not just myself. So I hope to see you in February. And listen out soon for any extra activities. Sorry for the stumbling tonight. I'm a little tired, but I wanted to get this done. So have a wonderful evening. I'm Madeline Bass. May God bless you, and may He keep you so real, keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards in Christ. God bless. You ain't free.